Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hi, this is Phil, and I'm going to be sharing something from Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 34. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as teachers of the law. Just then a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with Jesus and James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. And Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Jesus has been baptized by his cousin John and led by the Spirit into the desert for a time of fasting and testing. And now he returns to his home territory in Galilee and begins his public ministry. First, he starts calling disciples, the first four of which were not from the educated elite, but were just fishermen. Their immediate response? They left their nets and followed him. Then their training began. That morning, Jesus went into the synagogue in Capernaum, which is on the lake where they fished, and started teaching. Right away, something was different. He taught with authority. Not only did the usual teachers notice, but a man possessed by an evil spirit responds with a hatred in his voice. Jesus responds not to the man, but to the spirit. "Be quiet. Come out of him." And with a shriek, he does. This totally abnormal behavior shocks everyone, and the news spreads all around Galilee. Then he goes to the home of Simon and Andrew and heals their mother-in-law who was sick. And that evening, the home is swamped with people, bringing those who were physically sick as well as those who were sick with demons. And again, things are different. Jesus sends them home, healed. You have to wonder what was going on through the minds of those four early disciples late that night. Were they able to sleep? They had a lot to process and digest. They were following a man who was different from anyone they knew or even heard about. Their lives were going to be different, very different. Let's pray. Lord, we've heard over and over the Bible stories of Jesus' power and healing, so it seems normal to us. Open our minds to feel the shock of those early disciples and of the ones who were healed by Jesus' commands. Help us to be open to that same power in our lives too. Amen.